Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We have an old world wine and we have a new world wine to review. Let's start with the 2010 Rocca di Monemassi Sassa Bruna Super Tuscan. Sassa Bruna, the name of the wine. The producer is Rocca di Monemassi, and this was from Montereggio di Massa Martina. That's a lot to say, and it's a Super Tuscan. And that's even more.
Is it a super Tuscan?
It is
though?
Well, let's just start with that. What are super Tuscans?
Super Tuscans are wines that are made with grapes that are quote unquote not approved in the region. So in Tuscany, most things were made with Sangiovese, but when you start throwing in Merlot and Syrah, like in this wine, which is 80% Sangiovese, 10% Merlot, and 10% Syrah, you're breaking the old world rules, and so you need to have a new name, and so they're called Super Tuscan.
These are the bad boys. These are like the garagiste in Bordeaux. These are the bad boys of Italian winemaking.
Well, and there's some that are just moderately priced, regular old wines, but when some wineries like Sassicaia and Ornellaia were making these super duper high-end wines, and they were told they couldn't put Chianti on them, or they came up with this label to designate them as something that was very special and not just table wine, because otherwise they were going to get a label that said table wine.
Basically. Exactly. So 80% Sangiovese, 10% Merlot, and 10% Syrah. $23 a bottle. I thought this was a very big, nice, bold wine, and it was super and Tuscan.
Yeah, it had a nice core of Sangiovese to it. It wasn't really overwhelmed by the Merlot or the Syrah. They sort of just softened the edges slightly. It had nice cherry tannins. I say cherry. I think my notes say chewy tannins.
Cherry's good too.
But cherry, you often get cherry flavors in Sangiovese.
Well, I thought this was nice. Look for Sassa Bruna on the label, and I thought a nice Super Tuscan. 2012 wine from Australia called 19 Crimes, drawing on their convict history. This wine had a lot of packaging.
Yeah, you know, the packaging and the story, I think, are better than the wines themselves. The story goes that there were 19 crimes that could get you booted out of the UK and sent to Australia.
This wine might have been one of them.
And the cork in every bottle of a 19 Crimes, this is the first vintage, by the way, has a crime on it. This is primarily Shiraz. They won't tell you what else is in it. This is the very first vintage. A lot of people will love this wine. I will not be one of them. It's just really one-dimensional, really bright strawberry jam. And there are lots of mass market Australian Shirazes that have that flavor profile and that are doing spectacularly. So they're not going to care one whiff.
If you want a big, mouthy, you know, monster Australian wine, this is it. And
yep,
you'll enjoy it and you'll have a great time.
It tastes like strawberry jam.
That's exactly it. If this is your thing, go out and buy it. $13, it's not heavily priced. And, you know, I think that this might make a nice gift if you're looking for something kind of novelty-ish. It could be sort of nice.
Sure.
For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.